McFadden was, he's been a massive player for us all year, probably the player of the season for us. So to lose Niall was a big blow, but thankfully the boys responded to it. But there's no hiding the fact that Niall is a huge loss to the team.
How serious is injury?
It looks to be fairly serious at the minute. We're going to send him to the hospital shortly to get it assessed, but the initial signs would be that we wouldn't be overly optimistic.
Well, unfortunately, they lost one of their key players too, so unfortunate county final day for anybody.
Yes, very unfortunate for both players. Two great stalwarts for their respective clubs. So, but we are, particularly disappointed for Niall so early in the game because he's so much part of our game plan. We'll see how it is. We stay positive. Hopefully, he'll be back, but we'll have to plan without him at the same time if he's not ready.
That last point, Dominic, you could see that those boys weren't going to give it up, having lost last year's final, and they were determined they wouldn't let that slip away.
Oh, absolutely. The hurt and the pain of last year has driven these boys all year, so they certainly weren't going to give up that one there without a fight. And the boys showed great composure. Emmett McFadden did powerful well to turn over the ball in the first place. We walked it up the field, got the right men on the ball and the right man then to finish it. So very pleasing. And I think we deserved, certainly deserved a draw. We didn't deserve to lose that game. And as I said earlier, I don't think we deserve to win it either. So a draw, a fair result.
And your bench, again, very strong. I mean, Simon and Thomas Flanagan coming off the bench there and kicking great scores.
Yeah, both men, have made a good impact. And, we have plenty of strength on our bench. And, we always use it. They came up to us today and, it'll be 20-21 man game again in the replay because there's not a kick of the ball between the two teams.
And, great intensity in that game from start to finish. It was one of the best county finals in years. Maybe you didn't appreciate it so much, but, I think everybody in the crowd enjoyed that terrific.
No, I think so. And even the viewing audience on TV would have had to be well impressed with that football. Tyrone football maybe got a bad reputation over the years for being ultra defensive and all of that there, and maybe not that much quality, but I thought there was great quality there today, both in defence and in attack. And both teams will be well tired after that, so we have to recover now and hope to repeat it the next day.
You learn more probably from a drawn game than you do from a defeat or a win. So, what's the strategy now for the replay? How will you change things, or do you feel you need to change things around?
Well, we look at the things that went, that worked well for us today. I suppose the great thing about it is we have live TV, so we'll be able to see it immediately. So we look at the aspects of the game that we feel that we need to improve, and we need to improve certain aspects of it. And but we look at that. We'll get back to the training pitch and hopefully put things in place for next week.
How close was Dermot Carlin to making it for today?
Yeah, Dermot's not that far away. I think he'll come into the reckoning for the replay.